At least Rashi and Tos is done. We're going to go fast. We're going to move. Okay, our Gemara and Rav Gatner will get to the Rabbeinu Dabbe tonight. That'll be nice. Okay, the Gemara has three halachas. Tana Rabbanan, Nachri shenichlas lechatzer sheisol b'tzeiko b'yado ein zachuk levar. So halacha number one, if you have a Nachri that goes into a house of Israel, he's holding a batzek, he's holding bread in his hands, ein zachuk levar, you don't have to go ahead and do bir chametz. Says Rashi in this halacha, lo hizkiku lehot is hanachri min habayis kedamran, aval ataro shel achir. So this is called a case of chametz shel Nachri, Ein Tzarech Levayer. Why Ein Tzarech Levayer? Because it belongs to the Nachri. Is there any Chiddush in this statement of the Gemara?
No.
There is no Chiddush over here, because after all, Chametz Shel Nachri, we already know that from Daf Hamed Beis, no Chiddush. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is, Hifkidu Etzlo, Zokuk Levayer. If you go ahead and have a Hafkada, you're Mekabal Achrayis, Kabbalah Achrayis, Zokuk Levayer, says Rashi, Kabbalah Achrayis, the Azil Zokuk Levayer. Is there any Chiddush in this line of the Gemara?
No.
Chiddush here at all. No Chiddush. Okay, next line of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Yichei lo bayis, ein Zokuk Levayer, shenemar lo yimotze. So if you have Yichei lo bayis, ein Zokuk Levayer, says Rashi, Klomar, lo kiblu alav, ela amar lo harei abayis lefanecha, hanach, Ba'achas min azavios ein zokuk levayer. So, is there a kabbalah sachrayas in this case?
No.
No kabbalah sachrayas.
Why is it no chiddush?
Because we know this from Daf Hey already. This is old news. Been there, done that. Kabbalah sachrayas of Chametz Shel Nachri. You have.
No,
it's
clear the Rashi, though.
Then it's clear. Hifkido et slot tzarech levar, of course. That's old news. Been there, done that. That was old Hamer base.
Wait,
yeah.
I'm not up to Rashi, the Gemara.
I'm learning the Gemara. Up to where we are. Yichei lo bayis says Rashi, lo kibel alav achrayis. You're not mekabel achrayis. And you say, Hare Abayis Lefanecha, Hanach Be'echas Min Azavios, Ein Zokuk Levayer. So there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis. And what do I then do? I go in and tell the guy, take your chametz, put it in my house, but it's not my house, it's your house, enjoy it. Your house. So it's in whose Rishus right now? It's in Rishus Nachri. Was there Kabbalah Sachrayis?
No.
Is there a halacha of Zokuk Levayer, Ein Zokuk Levayer? Ain't Zokuk Levayer, and that's the third case. Rabosai, I ask you a question. Is there a Chiddush in that third case?
Seems to me,
that there is no Chiddush in this case either. Because after all, is there a Kabbalah Sachrayis?
No.
Is it in my Rishus?
No.
So therefore, why should I be over the Yisra Ba'yor Ben-Matzeh? What's the Halamina? And therefore, Pashtus, no Chiddush here as well. And in fact, if you flip over, I'll ask you another question. So in other words, problem number one with Rashi, and this is a problem that's written by, cited by Tosis and the Rabbeinu David, Ayin Shom, is what's the Chiddush? Is there a Chiddush in this Gemara? What's the Gemara doing over here? That's point number one. Point number two is, if you look later on in the Gemara, what does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara tells us, ooh, what do you see from here? Lememra. Lememra what? Schirus
Kanya.
You see from here Schirus Kanya. Why? Why do you see from here Schirus Kanya? Why is Schirus Kanya? Why is Schirus Kanya? Ba-ba-ba, 1 second. Whose chametz is it? It's the guy's chametz. It's the guy's chametz. Was I mekabel achrayis?
No.
No kabbalas achrayis. So, am I chayv levayer? No, because it's
not mine.
And it's not my rishus. Ein sakig levayer. Let's say it wasn't my rishus. Let's say I was not miyachid lobayis. Let's say I was not yet miyachid lobayis. I said, just put it in the house. I was not miyachid lobayis. Was I mekabel achrayis?
Yeah.
No.
How do you know?
Is it my chametz? No. So the second question that the Rishonim ask is, why would you say, what's the leap now to Schirus Kanya? Ma Kesher. I didn't accept Achrayis. No Kabbalas Achrayis. Therefore comes along Tosfos. Tosfos is fleshed out in greater detail in the Rabbeinu Peretz. So if the Tosfos here is a little too shorthand, you look at the art scroll Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But we'll see right here on the daf because we're short on time. And says Tosis, Yichel lo bayis, Perish HaKuntris, Delo kibel av achrayis, Elo amar harei habayis lefanecha, Vekoshel ari. The Ri asks, my irya Yichel, afilu lo Yichel nami. Let's say it wasn't miyachid the bayis. It's my house. Was I mekabel achrayis?
No.
No. Is it my chametz?
No.
No. So is there any platform for chiyuv?
No.
No. So what the heck is going on in Rashi? Tosis says, I don't like it. Moreover, that's kash number one. There's no chiddush over here. What do you need? Yichel lo bayis, afilu lo yichel lo bayis, ein zakuk levar, because it's not my chametz, and I was not mekabel achrayis. Then Tosis says the second question. I'm going to just add the little notations of the Hagos with Siyunim. Vehechi masik besamuch lememra deschirus kanya. The second question. And how do you get from, if Yichel lo bayis is not even necessary, then how can you prove from our sugya that what? Schirus Kanya. So says Tosis, I reject. Rashi, you out. And I give a new pshat. Tosis says, what's pshat? Chametz shel nachri ein sarg levara. I agree. That's true. If it's chametz shel nachri ein sarg levar, I agree. Is there a chiddush there? Not really.
Is
Rabbeinu Tam? Chametz shel achem. Chametz Rabbeinu Tam. I agree. What about yichud lo bayis? Afilu be'achrayis ma'iri. Umishum hachi mapik milo yimotze delo chashiv motzui kevon sheyiche lo bayis. Here I disagree. The Jew was mekabel achrayis. Yes, I take responsibility as a shomer. Put it in the house. And the house is yours. Let's say a ganav comes into the house. Is the Yisrael chayev to pay? Let's say he's a shamasach. He's chayev to pay. Why? Because he's makabel?
Achrayis.
Is he chayev in Bal Yovai Matzah?
No.
Not chayev in Bal Yovai Matzah. Why? Because?
Yichei
lo bayis. Is that a chiddush?
Huge chiddush.
Tosis is machadesh. Kabbalah sachrayis. But since yichud lo bayis, you're putting by your by matzah. Wow. That's a
chiddush.
What's the lumbus of the Bal Yovai Matzah? Tosis holds, in my opinion, there are two tracks to violate Bal Yovai Matzah. Track one, is a bailus track. I'll go with what you're saying. A bal yiro'eh. Lecha! Track! Bailus! Do I care where the property is located? Let's say my property is in the warehouse of a Gentile in Montana. Do I violate Bar Yerubai Matze?
No.
Because it's Bailus. Yes.
Yes. There's a Bailus track. And the Bailus track doesn't matter where the Chametz is. Doesn't matter my access. It's Bailus oriented. Then says Tosfos, a new track. And this track is what I will call a Kabbalas Achrayus track. If a person's Mekabal Achrayus, is he a Bailim?
No.
No. But it's a different track. And in that track, this Tosis and Sugya is Mechadesh, that there's another requirement. What's the requirement? It must be. What's the requirement? I get it. If you're in Kabbalas Achrayus, it must be in your Rishus. It must be Matsui. It must be by you. In your Rishus, what's the Chiddush of Yichel Labayis? Now it's in his Rishus. That exempts you. Rabosai, if you look at the Ran, and the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu David, which you should, I'm just going to say it quickly now, because I want to finish up. But if you look at the Ran says there is a Chiddush in Rashi. And the Ramban says there is a Chiddush in Rashi. And Rabbeinu David says there's a Chiddush in Rashi, which we'll have to explore a little bit further, Mitzvah Hashem, on the other side. But the Chiddush is as follows. Is it a Chiddush in Hilchos Chametz? No Chiddush in Hilchos Chametz. It's a Chiddush in Hilchos Shomrim. A Chiddush in Choshen Mishpat. What's the Chiddush in Choshen Mishpat? If I say, and again, it's alluded to in Rashi, if you read Rashi carefully, and that's why I ignored you, because you probably did read Rashi carefully. Rashi says, if someone comes to me and gives me his stuff, and I say, listen carefully, sure, no problem, put it in my house. What am I? Was I Mekabel Achrayus? Was I Mekabel Achrayus? The answer is no, I was not. But if I say, put it in my house, that generates in me a de jure status. De jure. A de jure status of Shomer Chinam. Because a legal status. A legal status of Shomer Chinam. Why? Because I said, put it in my? In my? But let's say I say, put it in my house with Yichid Labayis. So read Rashi. What Rashi says on Davav, and this is the Chiddush of Rashi in the Sugya, it's not a Chametz Chiddush. But if I say, Hare Habayis Lefanecha, the house is yours, put it there, says Rashi. What does Rashi say? That is not a Kabbalah Sachras. Implying what? If I was not miyached labayis, I said, put it in
my house,
then what? That is Kabbalah Sachrayis. On what level? As a Shomer Chinam. And as a Shomer Chinam, according to Rashi, is that enough to generate a Chiyuv by Rabbi Matze? That would be enough. Why? Because you are Rotzeh Be Kiyumo. That's enough. Take a look carefully at the Ran, at the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David then offers a third pshat, also the Ramban's pshat, and that is, whose chametz are we talking about over here?
Nachri's
chametz. What about if this was chametz shel Yisrael, Chametz Shel Yisrael and I give it and a Nachri has Achrayas in a Yiched Lo Bayis situation. That's the third Shita. We'll stop here. I wish you all a fantastic Shabbos Kodesh, and we'll see you on the other side.